So obviously, again, you know, you called, you guys asked me to come up and speak here. There's not much that I can really, you know, enlighten you with more than, you know, than what's, you know, kind of already out there. You know, again, you know, going back to, I guess, you know, the start of training camp, that's when, you know, I met with Dustin, and, you know, those are all, you know, pretty well documented stuff. And obviously, over the course of time here, he, you know, has had an ankle surgery here now, and you know, we're dealing with that. So, you know, with respect to really anything else that I can comment on, you know, that's pretty much, you know, where it's at this point in time. You know, we're in constant conversations with, you know, his agents, and you know, that's where we're at.
The question, Chevy, maybe would be why did he go the route that he did, suspended, and as opposed to just like an injured player who comes to camp, goes on the injured list?
So I know you're going to have a lot of questions, and I really, you know, again, the answers that I can give you, you know, I can't speak for, you know, for anybody other than, you know, than ourselves. And really, I guess that's, you know, what we've talked about. It's a complicated issue. It's a real complicated issue when it comes to answering any questions that you might have. So, you know, really, again, I guess that's the thing. I'm here to speak, but there's really not much that I can enlighten beyond, you know, what, you know, what is, you know, what's been, you know, talked about, you know, as it stands right now.
Can you shed any light? Would there have been a difference of a medical opinion between whether the team felt he needed a procedure versus what he may have felt?
Yeah. So again, you know, it's tough to sit here and, you know, talk about something that's really, you know, again, I can't, you know, really talk about it at this point in time. So, anyway, so that's, again, you know, wanted to come here and at least, you know, speak with you guys about that.
Ask just a couple more on Buff. With the surgery, some will see that as a sign that he's gearing up or that he could play again. I mean, has anything changed in your eyes on that front?
That's, you know, again, he's, you know, from our situation, there's nothing's really changed with the news, you know, with respect to, you know, the him having surgery, where he was contemplating it. You know, again, when we said we weren't directly involved, we weren't directly involved, but, you know, obviously, you know, we knew that, you know, he was contemplating that. And as far as what it remains for the future, you know, again, it's something that we'll just have to wait and see.
And then in terms of his status, does that open the door to change? Like, could he then be moved from what he's currently at to, say, on the LTIR or something?
His status hasn't changed. It's you know, again, with the news coming out, really, again, that's, you know, again, when I talked about coming out here, the hard part is there's not much more that I can say. You know, the status has been the same since, you know, since the beginning of training camp.
You talked about the roster decisions. Can you just reflect?